Welcome to another episode of Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today I've got Marika Beckman. She's the research lead of the Center for Carbon Measurement at the National Physical Laboratory. Hi, Marika. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. Now, tell me a little bit about your organization. We're going to be talking about the smart grid and especially the area of grid stiffening and energy storage. But just to set it all up, I'd like our audience to know what your organization is and how it contrasts to the American equivalent.
Absolutely. So I sit in the Center for Carbon Measurement, which is effectively working towards the measurement that helps establish the science of climate change and on how the measurement can then help develop the technology and policies to mitigate this.
Right. So, now, let me insert very quickly. I apologize, Marika, but just so our audience knows, we're not going to be talking about climate change here. We're not going to be doing anything about the political issues here. We're going to be talking specifically about the technologies that may or may not be addressing the climate change, but do directly address development of the smart grid and improvement of the grid.
Absolutely.
There you go. Yeah, just so we don't turn off any politically minded people in our audience, we're not going to touch that area of it. I don't have thick enough gloves.
Okay, no, that's fair enough.
Okay, so please continue.
Yes, and so the center sits at the National Physical Laboratory, which is the UK National Measurement Institute. In the US, we have our equivalent NIST, which is the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Mm-hmm.
And both our organizations are the kind of national entity of all things to do with measurement. So whether that's what exactly is a meter, what exactly is a kilogram, that sits within the National Measurement Institute of both our countries.
Mm-hmm.
And so the center really, as I say, brings together, all the things around climate change, although we're obviously not going to cover that here today. But part of that is also low-carbon technologies where smart grids and all related kind of renewables, all that kind of topics sits within our organization.
Interesting. And actually that's something that I'll just touch on very briefly and then we'll continue. But it is interesting that the measurements agency is involved in the technical development, whereas the NIST does not have that level of investment in our technology development. They're more of a side looker, making sure that everybody's on the same sheet of music, as it were, but not necessarily spearheading a lot of the technology development.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting.
See, well, I mean, obviously there is some technology development going on there. I hate to have NIST commandos come and attack me in my office. But the emphasis right now is very industry driven, and it's interesting to see, because the reason I called you to please join us on the show is the UK has just recently launched a program, right, to have a project to shift energy usage, basically do peak shifting on power within the grid, correct?
Absolutely. So we are currently working with Nesta, who are a non-for-profit organization here in the UK, and their focus really is on all things innovation.
Mm-hmm.
We've been working with them, over the last few months to develop this dynamic demand challenge prize. So what we're trying to address here is really twofold. As I said before, one of our main focus is actually to lower emissions, and that is part of the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
The second point, which is probably much more interesting to your listeners, is the fact that we're trying to address the stress on the UK electricity grid. So that's why, we have started this challenge prize, and we're encouraging, all people interested in developing, these kinds of dynamic demand solutions to come forward and put forward ideas that they're working on that may be in very early stages and may be, already closer to market. But the idea is to really encourage, solutions and technologies that will help enable dynamic demand response in order to help you know, manage the UK electricity grid.
Well, Marika, one of the ways that we refer to it here is grid stiffening, another is grid stability and all, but all it really means is making sure that there's enough energy in the grid for peak.
Absolutely.
Now, there are companies that are actually going to be moving towards putting in virtual power stations, you know, either based on fuel cells or batteries, where they're literally at night going to pump water uphill, quote-unquote, you know, store the energy at night and then release it back into the grid during the day. I mean, that's the obvious aspect of it. You're more looking, I gather, at the core technologies to do it most efficiently, or the protocols, or the communication protocols, or you follow me? What aspect of that are you really trying to focus on?
So we are less looking at the kind of, you know, storage system that you're just referring to, but rather, you know, for example, in the UK, we have, you know, a renewables target. So, you know, we by 2020, we will have to get 15% of our electricity consumption from renewable energy. Now, renewable energy is not as manageable, obviously, as, you know, coal or gas as generation sources. So what we're trying to do here is also make sure that we're enabling through technology, through services, through, you know, solutions, gadgets, whatever you want to call them, to enable us to use more of that renewable energy and, you know, at the same time take stress off the UK electricity grid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more about, you know, smart systems that will allow my household appliances or my computer system in the office to be able to, you know, direct my consumption towards, you know, off-peak times or towards the time when electricity from renewables is higher.
And then that's a very interesting aspect as well, because that ties very, very tightly into the whole, the real smartness of the smart grid, as it were, and the whole Internet of Things aspect of it. So you're actually more encouraging intelligent usage of existing resources than trying to develop improved or alternate resources for advanced application type things.
Yes, I think so. I mean, obviously, a lot of this is also dependent on grid development. So,
yes.
You know, here in the UK at the moment, you know, we don't have a smart system in place. There are lots of trials that are ongoing. And, you know, you'll find examples of that in the report that we published earlier this year in early July called The Challenge of Shifting Peak Electricity Demand. And you'll be able to find that actually on the Challenge website, if I can plug that here.
Please.
dynamicdemand.nesa.org.uk. And, you know, we list all kinds of examples of the trials going on here. But obviously from, you know, as the grid stands at the moment, it's not a smart system. So, you know, what has to happen in order for that to actually become a smart system and be able to maximize the use of this? Obviously our households and our offices have to become smart as well.
Exactly. Now, are there any thoughts that you have that you want to share with our audience before we close out this episode? I realize that I've been really strongly directing where this conversation has been going, and I don't want you to feel that I've left out something you wanted to mention.
Yeah, absolutely. I think from my perspective, I would love to tell your mainly U.S. Based audience, I guess, you know, about the challenge in a nutshell, and to say, you know, to come visit the challenge website and to comment on the ideas, because what we're trying to do is generate as much, you know, engaging interaction between experts in this field as possible. So the actual challenge aim, I guess, is to create a new product, technology, or service that utilizes data to significantly improve the ability of households or small businesses to demonstrate measurable reduction in carbon emissions by shifting energy demand to off-peak times or towards renewable generation.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, what our involvement in this prize will actually be is that we're, you know, one, helping those guys that are actually entering ideas in developing those, So to really drive this challenge prize and you know, support the entrants. But then we will also be testing, you know, the actual entrants to see how effective they are. And in that, we're actually looking at, you know, do they shift demand towards off-peak times or towards renewables? And, you know, how much emissions have we saved by doing that?
Exactly. I got you, Marika. I think that it's very important, and I like the fact that you're using a contest to do it, that you're trying to lead people by enticing as opposed to drive them by mandate.
Absolutely. There are lots, you know, the UK is looking at, you know, what they can do in order to help drive a smarter grid infrastructure in terms of, you know, rolling out smart meters in homes from 2015 and, you know, investing £110 billion, which is a large investment into the grid to you know, increase capacity and to make it smarter. But I think from our perspective, you know, there are lots of bright people out there that will have lots of great ideas. You know, and we want to encourage, you know, maybe not the largest companies, but, you know, the smaller, you know, guys that might have ideas as well to come join this. Our deadline is the 9th of September, so we're hoping to get lots more ideas and lots more conversation going until that time, but also continue that throughout the timeline of this challenge prize.
Excellent. And is it open only to UK residents, or can anyone apply to this contest?
Very good question. So the challenge prize is actually open to entrants across the EU. So we've just and this is.
Oh, we do have listeners. We do have EU listeners. We have English speaking listeners within Europe. Yes.
Perfect. So the challenge prize is open to you know, EU entries, but it has to be applicable in the UK setting. And, you know, we have a hack event coming up on the 18th and 19th of October, where actually we're going to be at Imperial College London, which is one of the UK leading universities here, to, you know, help those developers at this hack event to really, you know, as the name says, hack out the ideas. And, you know, so it's a UK focus, but it's open to EU entries. But obviously for all your US-based listeners, you know, we'd love to hear from them, you know, for them to visit our website to comment on the ideas and get a discussion going.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much now, Marika. But then the other side of the coin is a lot of these people have European subsidiaries or European partners. So if they're really that hot to participate, they could find, yeah, they'll be able to, they'll find a way. They'll find engineers. They're all engineers out there. Engineers can always find a way.
Perfect.
So thank you, Marika. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And maybe in a few months you can come back and talk to us about the results of the contest and anything that you discovered.
That sounds great. Would love to.
Excellent. Looking forward to it then. And I'd also like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to listen to us. We obviously wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.